this is my chance to say thanks. We got home by the office a little bit ago and said, well, did you guys send me one of those posters from the convention? I didn't get a chance to pick one up. I thought they gave me one, so thank you very much. It's kind of a three-hand day. Do you know what mine is? It's got a little shape to it. And that hat is not 30 years old. I got it. My mom 25 cents in June. And I've heard a lot about that hat. But nobody is back home next month. Except my wife. Let me say thanks to some people. First of all, when I was back home, my wife and family, we were staying home and taking care of things, so I said, my family in particular said, you just don't spend a time with us and my master, so we've got school to talk to and things to do. We'll take care of that, and we'll go to the next meeting, to the next meeting, and we'll be together. And I appreciate that. But I appreciate what they do this year. I want to thank my head back home. He's been here for 20 years, and he's been here to help. And even though I think I come to a thing like this and anything, Jimmy and I talk about 2 or 3 minutes in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and that's about it. But he gets the job done, and he's been working a long time, and he's very good. I want to thank the Al Academy. No president had a better state organization to back him up than I did. And thank you very much. And you guys might have had that survival to catch up with that tank. I told you my high regard for company officers. You're in very good hands. I want to thank the NCBA staff, everybody from Paris to on down. They are amazingly competent and dedicated and extraordinarily talented group of people. Sometimes they support what they do and forget how good they are for what forget to do in that. But they're really going to do a good job for you. And that is evidenced by the increase in demand that they and you and everybody else in this business has gotten over the last 5 years. And it's made a big difference to not only your bottom line, but the bottom line of every producer in this country. Chris Neff is a hardball guy. In his latest book, basically developed the theme that Americans are a special people. I agree with that. But I seem to believe that those in Calvinists are really, really special. They're very special to me. Hugh Seide, my fellow Iowan, said 2 important things from the afternoon. Actually, he said many important things, but I want to draw company attention. Talking about the cattle industry, he said, you are a huge, huge part of this country. Far beyond your number. Far beyond your number. And it's true. Your industry is a huge part of our culture, the fabric of our country, and a great part of our economy. We have a great belief to know. Maybe the leading part of agriculture. Right now, this is the biggest agricultural meeting in the United States this year. Bigger this year in the federal world. So we have a great deal of penalty. I'm going to leave you with 2 challenges this year. One, make this organization the best that it can be. All of you, do whatever it takes to make this the organization needs to be and serve your purposes. Secondly, don't be afraid of competition. Be ready to compete to a world market. That's the big arena, and you can own it. No one can compete with you for a quality product, food safety, and the ability to adapt quickly to your consumer. No one can compete with technology. Everyone else will just copy you. No one can compete with your ingenuity. You can do what you need to do to excel. Don't be afraid to leave a foreign competition. I have spent the greater part of the last 3 years with the Indian Fort Calvin. With families, big ranches, small ranches, with many successful family operations. You can't do that. was that the people who are closest to the land are the best ones to take care of it. Reagan Bush said the same thing last year to our group in Denver. One thing that is clear to us, families, ranch and farm families, are the best to take care of the land, water, and air, their cattle and other livestock, the environment. They are also the best for rural communities. Together with our fellow families and small businessmen, they make up the fabric of our nation. We should never forget that, and never let our laws, legislators pass key laws that have the result of driving families off the land and out of rural communities. That includes one of our highest priorities, repeal of the death tax. I'm leaving this elected office, but I'm not leaving this business or out from my living room. I'll see all of you down the road. I leave you with a competent staff, strong seasoned leaders you can count on to represent you in good times and bad. We will try, as I have tried, to bring honor to you in your special industry, and in your special way of life. And now I'd like to call on Ben Hoffman, President of the Atlantic Cabin Association, to help me continue off in your face.